This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Authorities in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore are declaring the city safe after days of rioting and looting erupted there. The violence followed the funeral of a black man who died after being injured while in police custody. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke about the unrest in Baltimore on Wednesday. Jim Malone takes a look.
Hillary Clinton is the only announced Democratic candidate, and she was among the first presidential contenders to speak publicly about the recent violence and unrest in Baltimore.
We have to come to terms with some hard truths about race and justice in America.
Clinton spoke at Columbia University in New York and said it's time to end what she called the era of mass incarceration of young, low-level offenders, as well as the lack of funding for drug and mental health programs. But Clinton also said those behind the recent violence in Baltimore should be held accountable. Jim Malone, Washington.
The United Nations says it is beginning to distribute food and medicine in the area near the epicenter of Saturday's earthquake in Nepal. The World Health Program's efforts around Gorkha came as Nepalese officials pledged improvements in the government's distribution of aid. Meanwhile, search and rescue workers continue picking through rubble. The government of Niger says 46 soldiers and 28 civilians were killed over the weekend when troops battled Boko Haram militants for control of an island in Lake Chad. Officials said Tuesday 156 militants were also killed after Boko Haram raided Karamga Island on Saturday. Niger's army has retaken the island.